Ultimaker announces new PVA removal station at Showcase. 3D printer manufacturer and software developer Ultimaker recently held its first Ultimaker Showcase earlier this month. The broadcast was conducted at the company's Heldermalsen facility in the Netherlands and included a keynote delivered by CEO Jurgen van Holen regarding the future of additive manufacturing. Along with a display of the newest products in Ultimaker's lineup, the main event of the evening was the reveal of the all-new Ultimaker PVA removal station, which will enable designers to develop prototypes faster and speed up time to market. Traditionally, 3D printers that deal with polyvinyl alcohol, PVA, as a support material still have to undergo post-processing to remove it. To do this, PVA is typically dissolved in water. However, depending on the size as well as the design complexity of the support structure, post-processing can take over a day to complete. This can slow down production and create downtimes. The Ultimaker PVA removal station aims to address these challenges by automating the removal process. This means operators no longer have to remove PVA manually or consistently monitor the dissolving process as it occurs. Ultimaker claims that the system can successfully reduce post-processing time by up to 75%. It uses 13.5 liters of water in order to dissolve PVA and changes circulation direction automatically without requiring manual intervention. Operators can adjust speeds accordingly. The station already includes a basket and a divider to fix prints and to keep them submerged. Ultimaker also added a transparent container for operators to easily view the dissolving process. In addition to that, a saturation indicator displays when the water needs to be changed. According to Ultimaker CTO Miguel Calvo, the PVA removal station is currently in the final stages of development. It will be integrated into the Ultimaker platform once it is completed. Our entire 3D printing platform, now including the PVA removal station, will allow to speed up prototyping and product development processes, enabling safe, quick, and effective PVA removal from even the most complex designs and geometries. It allows teams to visualize quicker approval processes so organizations can run smoother and be smarter, added Van Halen. The Ultimaker PVA removal station is slated to be available in the first half of 2022. Other updates from the showcase include the introduction of the first material in the Ultimaker certified materials range. The new Lavoss Group Luvocom 3F Pot 9825NT is a strong, high-temperature polyamide-based material. According to the company, it has the strength of a PA6 without sacrificing any of its printability. The material can be used for various applications including functional prototypes, jigs, tools, and fixtures, and end-use parts. It was also created with NFC integration, allowing users to leverage seamless workflow on any printer via Ultimaker's software. The Luvocom 3F Pot 9825NT was developed in partnership with 3D printing material developer Lavoss Group. The combination of the Ultimaker technology and Lavoss high-performance 3D printing materials enables end-use parts that fulfill the highest requirements of customers, shared Lavoss Group head of 3D printing materials Thomas Calais. 3D printed parts with the same strength as injection molded parts are possible. The Ultimaker platform will also be receiving a number of updates that will involve improved end-to-end platform workflow. New features will include streamlined CAD-to-print flow and remote printer maintenance scheduling that help ensure more first-time right prints for Ultimaker users. Ultimaker will also be launching the new firmware 7.0 version for its S-line printers, which will offer users enhanced visual capabilities in the printer's interface. For more information, visit Ultimaker's website.